This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gio was recounting. We talked about Chris Majkowski, 5,000 straight games. They honored him last night, which is just amazing. And years ago when he was working the Mets broadcast and working with Madge, when Joe's daughter was on the board, they were in commercial and they go to break. And as the game is in break, there's a brawl on the field. Sam left his fader up by mistake. And so this was on the air.
No.
Oh, it was not on the air?
It was not on the air.
I thought it was.
No. It was not on the air. We ended up playing it later, so he knows about
we
it.
We took this from the newsroom?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is why he was so upset, is because it was just
hilarious.
Commercials on the air, and then they wanted to be back, so he was screaming.
You know, all these years, I thought that was on the air, and the commercials weren't being played properly, and there was a cross.
No.
Oh,
no.
It's even funnier.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's how you made Madge sound, and then I'll play the 30 seconds, and then we'll see how close you are. It's pretty close.
Get back. Get out of the goddamn spot. There's a brawl here. Get out of the spot.
All right. So now here's your 30. There's some pauses. I don't have enough time to edit it all together, but here's the 30 seconds of when it happened.
Bring it back, guys. Bring it back after this spot. Now, bring it now. Get out of the spot.
Who was it with?
Get out of the spot.
And Reyes?
There's a little pause.
Get out of the goddamn spot!
If they don't even know it.
We got a goddamn brawl here. Get out of the goddamn spot.
That is awesome.
Get back. Get out of the goddamn spot. There's a brawl here. Get out of the spot.
You were right on it, man.
That is pretty close.
Yes.
Oh, that is really funny.
Well, that's in honor of his 5,000th broadcast.
Yeah, and there was a subtle thing in that. So when they do go back, because you hear Howie's pissed too. When they do come back, Howie does in this sarcastic, "While we were away, this happened."
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
We got a goddamn brawl here. Get out of the goddamn spot.
Love you, Madge.
Oh, that's great.
He was yelling at who? Who was that?
Sam Beningo was running
Joe's
the board.
Daughter.
Yeah. So when she pulled down their fader, she didn't put it in cue, meaning that you couldn't hear what was happening. So she's just hearing the commercials being played. She's not knowing what's going on. He's yelling to nobody, except it's coming through on the newsroom speaker. And wow. Then someone ran
why,
in.
Why was it coming through the newsroom?
Because
speaker?
You want to record the clean feed without any of the commercials or the elemental music.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, if there's a great highlight to end an inning, we have to hit the music on the board, but it would not be on the clean feed.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Now I get a
goddamn brawl here.
She's obviously can't hear.
We got a goddamn brawl here. Get out of the goddamn spot.
Okay, yeah, because as a board up, you're supposed to leave a remote in queue in case something like that happens.
Yeah.
That you can yell, "Hey, let's bring it back."
And was Sam normally doing this, or was she filling in for somebody?
No, she was part-time.
She was, okay.
But not as experienced as some, and it happens.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, no, and by the way, this was like 18 years ago.
Has to be.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like we're you know,
yeah, was
uncovering
that was
some
broadcast
sort of
like 600.
Yeah, right. True.
Amazing when you think about all the years. So, A lot going on with Bill Belichick, as you guys have discussed, with his girlfriend in the CBS interview. Noted legendary football analyst Al Dukes with a big prediction today on the warm-up show that did lead to a bet between the two of us.
Bill Belichick will not coach a single game for UNC. And you can put my name on it.
Okay. That is his big prediction. So if that does happen.
Why are you predicting this?
Because it's going to get ugly quick. We're just starting, and he's got three more months before they play their first game. That's not happening.
Over this whole book thing?
No. This is just the start. We're going to find out all sorts of crazy stuff about this relationship.
It is true. A lot came out yesterday.
A lot did come out. I still think the football field's his sanctuary. So I think he'll be there September 1st, but Al says no.
I 100% will.
So if he does coach September 1st against TCU, Al has to go to a Yankee or Met home game with me on a Saturday. On a Saturday.
Oh my God, Al.
First of all, it's fun. People actually go to games because they're
for
fun.
Him. It's yeah, not for
that's the
Saturday.
Point, but that's the point of this. Right, well, so, I offered during the week to knock it out.
Right.
And Eddie told him, don't do that.
All right. So what do you have to give him if Bill Belichick is not coaching?
I have to sit home on a Saturday and not leave the house.
Oh.
And he can't do anything. No housework. He can't do
Which
stuff
gives
with
me
the
anxiety
kids.
Already.
He just has to sit there.
To be quite honest.
He can read or watch TV. Yeah.
He can read or watch TV.
Or scroll on Instagram and Twitter. Which, yeah.
All things he hates for more than a half hour.
God. Half hour, 10 minutes.
Oh man, I hope Bill Belichick coaches for your.
Me too, and plus to get him out to City Field. I was thinking the Bronx, maybe Yankee Stadium would be better.
But do you get to choose?
I'll draw. Yeah, I'm gonna. I will choose.
He's gonna choose the Bronx.
It's gonna depend on the game and the tickets and all that. Sure.
Do you have to stay the whole game?
Yo, we're staying the whole game, and he's sitting in traffic on the way home.
Right, you can't go like, for three innings like Craig Carton used to go.
No.
And just eat the food and leave.
But I will tell him, if this eases things a little bit, the way we do things in my house is, so let's say top of the ninth inning, Yankees are up.
Yeah.
I get out of my seats. We watch from near the where the exit would be. Final out, go. First car out.
Yeah, but then you're missing the traffic. That's part of the joy.
Yeah,
but
I'm
the
one driving. No. It's enough.
An hour.
That's enough.
So you're going to have to do this in September then.
Yeah, it would be in September probably, yeah.
We'll have to look at the schedules. Does it have to be a day game, or can it be a night game?
No, it's going to be the game I pick on a Saturday.
Oof. Man, you got to get like an 8:45 first pitch.
Yeah, I was thinking more the 4:10 first pitch is better because his morning is shot, his afternoon is shot.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
He doesn't get home till
right, that's a day ruiner. Yeah, you're right, because he's just thinking about it the entire time.
Yes. And again, people actually pay to do this.
I'm going to check their schedule here.
If we have a couple of good ones, that would be kind of neat. The NFL did fine the Falcons organization $250,000 and their defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, $100,000 for the prank of Shedeur Sanders from Ulbrich's son draft weekend. You got something good for me?
We got a Saturday, September 6th versus Toronto. That's 105.
Okay.
And then you really don't have another.
The next two?
Yeah, and then you got the last Saturday of the season.
The last Saturday of the season, which is September 27th. That's a 105 game against Baltimore. So it's one of those two.
Now give me the Mets because I'd rather go to Citi Field. It's just easier. Well, it's not easy.
But if you really want to torture him, you got to take him to the Bronx.
You're right. I'm still the one driving, though. I don't need to be. Like, I find parking at Yankee Stadium incredibly more difficult than Citi Field.
Yeah, no, it is. Everything is difficult.
It's hard. So
make him take the train.
I don't want to take the train.
That's something you got to do. Make him take the train.
Oh, this is great.
No.
Pop on the 7 train.
I guess we could have done. I mean, the bet's done, so there's nothing we could. But I could have done where I meet him there, making him take the train. But he wouldn't have done that anyway.
All right, we got a Saturday 4:10 against the Nationals.
That's a good one.
Sunday, Saturday, September 20th, 4:10.
Okay. Maybe that'll be it. Mets Nationals. He is a Met fan, so that's kind of better too.
Yeah, you also have a Texas game Saturday, September 13th.
I like the Rangers.
4:10.
Yeah, no, Pebble.
We're talking about Pebble.
If we're doing that, all right, that's out.
Well, we're not sure yet. We're still working on those dates,
but it could be a different date. But
it's going to be a big September for me.
the month Al quits.
Yeah, right. Because he had to go to a Mets game into Pebble Beach.
The torture.
Fun for some, not for others. Oh, my God. Tonight in Detroit, you got Game 6, Knicks and Pistons. The Knicks up 3-2 in that series. I will save the tie-in because it's going to take a little time to set up, but there is a tie-in between Al and the Warriors and Rockets. We'll get to that next hour. Houston did win 131-116 to stay alive. Golden State still up, though, 3-2 in that series. And I'll have a lot more next hour, too. The Lakers lost to the T-Wolves 103-96. Minnesota wins the series 4-1. But a couple of things in this game, which we'll get to next hour. J.J. Redick as a topic for sure. LeBron said something very odd, and Kendrick Perkins went after J.J. Redick pretty good. So I will get to all of that and more coming up.